Hey, every Friday I send out a little email. I know you're thinking, I don't want to sign up for another email, but listen, I share with you three things that are scaring the crap out of me. Yes, I call it Fidget Friday, just after our Fidget Friday segments. And in this email, I share these three things and the three awesome resources, tips, or tricks that I have found out in the world that are helping me through my own fidgets. So it's a lot of fun. It's interesting. It's a little weird. If that's your jam, you can go to heatherparody.com/fidgetfriday, or it's also linked in the show notes. I won't spam you, nothing to sell you, just want to connect. Again, that's heatherparody.com/fidgetfriday. The beginning to the end. Well, that's not what I named today's episode. This is the end to the beginning. Yeah, for unconventional leaders. What am I talking about? Well, it just might make you fidget. Hey, y'all, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, hi, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. I'm so grateful that you are here right now with me in this moment. I have some stuff, man, that's just on my heart, and it's about me and the show and everything, but you know, it's really not. It's about us and what it is like going the unconventional path. And it's the real stuff, not the fake rah-rah crap that a lot of people show because it gets a lot of likes and makes, you know, them look like they never go through anything. It's the real stuff. And not to be a downer and be like, well, you know, but to be honest and real about the sacrifices and the decisions, the stressing over whatever, the strategy, all the things that come into play with building something that you feel called to build. On Fidget Friday, that's the intent of this time together. And I don't know if you've noticed, I've been a lot more quiet. We haven't been putting out over the past couple of weeks the normal Monday, Wednesday interviews. I've been a little bit more quiet on social, and it's not a bad thing. And I've been spending a lot of time going inward and asking myself some very honest questions. And here's the kicker, and this is the fun part. I'm saying fun because I'm trying to be positive right now. Is waiting to listen to the response from God or how I feel or just instinct, intuition. That's very hard for me. It doesn't come natural for me. And it's not easy for me pressing pause on things and stepping away and really tuning back in. But that's what's being asked of me right now. In this time, as you know, and I'm just going to talk very specific here, but as you know, I host this show and I host another one called Happy Brain. And Happy Brain looks at fun outside of the box mental health tips. And this has just been the coolest past few months. I think we started in, I don't know, February maybe, and we're in like 60, 70 episodes already. It's nuts. And I just, man, it's been so much fun. It's been a very different thing for me to do because I've spent the past 3-4 years talking about entrepreneurship and leadership and all the things that, you know, you hear on this show. And it's been a completely different feeling digging into different content and even a different format and being a little bit more funnier and energetic and kind of that side of me that I don't really show because it just comes out. But I don't know. I guess I feel like the intent of the show on Happy Brain is different. So that part of me can come out a little bit more, which feels so good. And as a result, the show is taking off and people are resonating with it and they love it. And the response has been nuts, especially with very little effort for marketing, which is crazy because I spend a lot of time making micro content and, you know, marketing this show. And Happy Brain is just taking off without a lot of marketing. And I've been asking kind of myself why. I mean, granted, I'm very grateful for where UL is at and we've done well. And I'm just, I guess, I don't know, I feel guilty sometimes because I appreciate so much. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. But this is what I'm learning and paying attention to and kind of going inward and asking myself why is it that some things we work really, really hard for and it's like pushing this rock up a hill when other things you don't put as much effort in and it's literally like the rock just rolls up by itself and I have no idea why. Has that ever happened to you? Things like you just strain and strive for and other things just go so easy. And I think it goes against the whole you know, hustle pain mentality that we have sometimes in the entrepreneurial space. Everything has to be hard and grind, bleh, you know what I mean? It goes against that mentality because we feel like things are supposed to be difficult. Things are supposed to be hard. But that's what I've been kind of asking myself lately. I'm like, but is it? Is it supposed to be really hard? Is it supposed to be all this pain and striving? And again, I don't think everything in life happens just so easily. I mean, hello, anybody who's ever been in a relationship, it's work and it's intention. And, you know, you have to be deliberate with a lot of things. But also, too, you know, when there's never a good time and there isn't joy sometimes that's being brought to it, sometimes you have to stop and ask yourself, why? And that's where I've been over the past couple of weeks. Like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Is it bringing me life and joy? It's funny because my friend Greg, he hosts Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. We just recorded an episode for Happy Brain together today. And when it was over with, we were laughing. We had so much fun. And when it was over, we were both saying, well, I hope the listeners will enjoy this as much as we enjoyed making it. And I was like, you know what? I guarantee you they will, because the energy in which we created something, there's no way people can't feel that. I remember hearing BJ Novak from The Office. He played the temp in The Office, and he was like a writer and producer on the show. I saw him speak at a college a few years ago, and he said that he knew The Office, which, side note, do you watch The Office? It's like the best show ever. I'm so mad it's off Netflix, I could literally spit nails. Side note, I have no idea where that saying came from, but it does resonate deep within my soul when we talk about The Office getting off Netflix. What in the world? Anyway, I'm sweating. I got really upset instantly. Anyways, saw BJ Novak, and he said that they knew that The Office, they were onto something, because when the actors themselves could not keep themselves from laughing and they had to like cut and retake things because it was bringing them so much joy and they were laughing at the jokes and stuff, which I'm sure that was annoying for the editors and directors. But, you know, seeing the written word that they had spent hours and hours making these scripts played out and people were actually laughing and making of it, it shows that it was working, right? And so it's kind of the same thing. I've been thinking, you know, if there's not joy coming from what we're creating, if we're not enjoying what we're doing, people pick up on that. And I'm not saying I don't enjoy UL by any means, but I have noticed a shift in me where it's like, why are you doing what you're doing? Are you doing it because just for the name of showing up and putting something out? Or is there a reason there for that? And I just wanted to share this with you guys. I don't know if you can relate to it or not, but I think, you know, taking time away and actually looking at your work and saying, where's the life in this? Where's the purpose? Where's the intent? Do I need to, you know, either A, quit everything? That might be a thing. But I think more often than not, and this is kind of the conclusion that I've come to, I don't think me just throwing in the towel and everything is the answer. But I do really know that this is the end to my own beginning. And what I mean by that, you know, when I came up with this title, because I was thinking, oh, the end of UL or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's really not. I feel like I'm closing the chapter of the beginning of my journey. And yeah, it's almost 500 episodes. Yeah, we've been here for a couple of years, but I'm just a beginner. And I'm just now figuring out who Heather Parody is. I'm still learning who this person is. I'm still learning what my voice is and what I want to create out in this world. And I don't want to be stuck. And I don't know if you ever feel stuck, like you started something and you just have to keep grinding it out until it's successful. But no, entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, they're constantly starting projects and looking and seeing how they're working and seeing if, you know, people are responding to it, if it's working. And they're fast to adjust and change and pivot. We had an episode about that, you know, a few weeks ago when Gary Vee said, hey, pivot, change. They're constantly doing that. It's not quitting. It's not giving up. It's saying, how does this need to take form in this season in my life? And I really feel this in my spirit that this is the end to my beginning, you know, and I'm about to go into chapter 2. In chapter 3, in chapter 4, praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So until I'm willing to kind of let go of that beginning mindset, and I have a beginner mindset with a lot of this, and the beginner mindset is just chug, 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 execute, execute, execute. And now I feel like I'm going to a stage where it's like, be more strategic and execute. Have some freaking fun and bring yourself into it and execute. Do what feels right and what feels honest and what feels true, even if people don't get it. And execute. It's not just about executing. It's about aligning yourself with something more and executing. That's where I'm at right now. So that's where Just to kind of give you guys some expectation, until I really define what is the next thing for UL and this platform, I'm going to be pouring a lot of my energy and heart into building up Happy Brain. I feel very aligned with that right now. It's linked up in the show notes. I am going to keep up intentional interviews and Fidget Fridays on this platform when there's something to be said. It's not going to be as common. It's not going to be three episodes a week anymore, which is crazy because it was like my religion for the longest time. But I'm just going to sit with this for a little bit and see what happens, see what I feel, and see what's created from here in chapter two of UL. So I just wanted to give you guys an update. I wanted to be honest with you. We've always have been together. Will you do me a favor? Please take a second. Find me over on Instagram at Heather Parody. And I'm not just saying this to say this. I really genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I don't care if you've listened to every episode or this is your first time here. If you could send me a DM and just tell me where you're coming from, what you think about what we said, how this relates to you, or if it doesn't relate to you, I just want to talk to you. I want to hear from you. So again, that is at Heather Parody over on the IG. I love you. I'm in your corner. We'll talk soon. Hey, y'all, before we go, if you've not connected with me over on Instagram, head over there right now. It's at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y. I would love to get to know you over there. Again, that is at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y.